curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Sam,
you know what it takes to get you two cunts into this fucking room? You know what it took me? You got fucking any idea the shit I had to go through to get fucking Morton, the Iron Curtain Paragon, and Ray Can't Do Carney into this fucking room?
It was done. It was done on Saturday.
It was fucking three times with you. I'm fucking out. I'm back in.
Hey,
fucking mafia.
You started it, mate. You started this shit. You started it way back in when South lost the grand final. You were out then.
Well, I was out of a lot of things.
Are we doing a grand final review?
You shut up, Spetsnaz, motherfucker. This cunt, Paragon, he won't talk to you. Why do you own a, tell me why you fucking own a phone. Can you just, do you know how it functions?
The Iron Curtain, you call it? The Iron Curtain.
Morton, the Iron Curtain Paragon. What do you got? You're fucking idiot one and idiot two.
Well, let's cancel it. It's off, mate. It's over.
All right. Summer Breeze. Waka, hello and welcome to episode 91 of Balls Out No Flops.
Oh yeah,
we were gone, we were done, we were finished, and then people contacting us on the socials and
yeah, we had
cajoling us, a lot of fucking people.
Was it cajoling?
There was cajoling.
There was a lot. There was a lot going on. Yeah. So that spurred
us. It was nudging. I'm not blaming you, but you can't fucking communicate with people.
I'm communicating now.
Fucking Luddite. You're in post-war Ukraine. You need a fucking satellite phone.
Hey, this guy. He's pointing at me. He's like the psycho girlfriend you never wanted. I'm in, I'm out. I love you. I hate you. Yeah.
Mate, the off-season for both of you guys, this has been bad. You've come back very violent, Morton. You've been abusing me and threatening me. Floyd's got a crazy twitch in his eye. He's laughing like bloody Max Cady from Cape Fear in the cinemas.
Mate.
So you guys need to start working again.
Is it hot in here?
It is hot in here. I just turned the aircon down.
I've got a lot on, mate, and I'll let you in on a bit of a secret here. But, I've got the two kids. I whinge about everything in life and all that. But me and...
Never noticed.
Me and little wizard from Woolloomooloo trialled out for the... national team, the Turkish national team.
Oh, really?
Over the holidays, yeah. And we got the call up.
Yeah.
We're in the national team, and apparently the national team's going to be in the World Cup at the end of the year. So
I look forward to that.
And apparently we might be in the same pool of Australia, with Australia.
Yeah, we know how that goes, don't you? Australia just attacks for 80 minutes, and you just defend and repel. Yeah. Australia just sneaks off in the 79th minute and says, how bad? We'll go up to Europe.
It's going to be like that scene out of Lion King where all antelopes. Are they antelopes? I don't know. Buffalo.
What are we?
Yeah, you're the cunts who get trampled.
Australia's going to need a British coach for that.
Yeah. But we're on the brink of playing Australia, like me and the little wizard. So it's going to be amazing at the end of the year.
What position are you slopping into?
5'8", mate, for sure. For sure. Who's Australian 5'8"?
Not you.
I'm the Turkish 5'8". That's why.
I tell you what.
It'll be you marking up against Munster.
Fucking hope. I'll take him on.
Good. If it's Cody Walker, you'll be running onto some great passes as the opposition 5'8". You'll be killing it, mate.
Oh, starting too soon, Morton. Settle down. Settle down, mate.
All right, I'll say one thing about the grand final. We lost. We had it. We had the opportunity to win. We didn't fucking capitalise, okay?
That's not what you've been saying all fucking off-season.
I've been in deep fucking therapy. I actually have a therapy session tonight.
Where's my apology?
Get fucked.
I've been telling you forever that Cody Walker only plays well against shit teams.
Yep.
Mate, Cody was still South's man of the match, even though he threw an intercept.
That lost you the game. Mm.
Okay, but he did a lot of other good shit. He scored that try where he fucking palmed off Cleary.
You know what you are? You're an apologist.
You know what you are?
You've got use to failure because you support a team that's on the descent, whereas over here you've got a man supporting a team who are... just rising like a phoenix, a big, fat, gus-cooled lead phoenix.
They are like the fucking penis of a fat man in a glory hole. That's what your team
what,
are like.
What about this drones thing that, that's come up? In the,
is that all you got?
Can you imagine? I didn't know coaches use drones. Can you imagine like someone like Desi using a drone at training? That would be just hilarious to start. He had no idea. He'd probably use it at night.
Do you think he'd be controlling it, though? He wouldn't be controlling it.
He'd control. He's a control freak.
Fucking just left hand, mate, like a fretboard on a guitar. He's just killing it. The problem with South last year is their coach was a fucking drone.
Yeah.
I don't agree, but I think we are on the descent.
You guys are done. I've ruled you out of the top eight. Okay. I'm telling you.
Yep. Well, if it comes from the Turkish 5'8", what am I going to say?
From the 5'8's mouth.
Erna Gogolu. Yeah, can't.
Who's playing half, by the way?
The wizard, the little wizard. So we're in the halves combo. So it's going to be good. We've got Gula. Caesar's coming down, but I beat Caesar into the halves position. So he's coming off the bench. So it should be good.
You'd be used to that.
But seriously, though, Souths are done, mate.
Done?
You're done because, let's face it, let me ask this question. Can Littrell and Cody play frustrated? When they get frustrated, can they play good footy?
What are you saying?
You're going to play with a lot of frustration this year. They're going to be angry. They're going to be upset. They're not going to get the go forward. And then they're going to get angry. And then that's when they fucking lose their shit. That's a good point. Come on.
It's a valid point. I wouldn't say it's a good one. We're one prop and one winger away from fucking top four. So we need a big fuck-off motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone...
You got him. He's playing out wide. He's called Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah. And we need a winger. Apparently, we're hard in the market for Vunivalu.
Well, the one that got...
Yeah, the one that you want to fight at Blacktown.
Sorry. I was thinking of the other one that got the drug charges. Who was that?
Vadavai.
So you should get in.
The other one. I apologise for...
How did this become the first 5 minutes all about South?
You tell me. Fuck off, mate. You've been shitting on him, you fucking idiot.
For new listeners, Larry Floyd has supported South Sydney since 1917.
Yep. 1908.
1908.
It's the first match.
Morden's a Dogs fan and I'm a Raiders fan, but we try and put that aside and give you good facts about rugby league.
Good facts. And
when? Is that part of the agreement?
For those of you who are new to this podcast...
Where you been?
You fucking look like Mr. Bean with those glasses.
Making me horny.
Here's a song that I think sums up exactly what we're about.
Down this fucking street, I gotta find a fucking place where the fuck hits me.
And this is the place where the fuck hits me. Let's do it. Let's go to round one.
Round one. Penrith 28, Manly 6. Manly looked like a threatened Ukrainian city, I'm sorry to say. They really did. They were under siege the whole game. Now, what's going on with Tommy?
They shut him down, man.
It's always hard the second year round. Like any team, any player that's had it.
He's been playing for like 5 years.
Yeah, but this last year was his breakout year, and every team would have spent at least 3 months just focusing on how they're going to stop him. So unless he can grow wings or some sort of fucking something else, he's going to be stopped this year. He can't play the same year he did last year.
Why can't he grow wings?
Maybe.
Penrith just fucking smashed him every time he tried to run up the middle. And
they
went side to side. He kept going side to side and he was fucked.
Penrith are fucking just, they're machines, mate. Even the players tackling them, they couldn't feel a pulse, apparently.
Yeah.
They weren't sweating. Like, if you look at the replay, like, you can't even see the breathing actions. They don't even breathe, mate. They're machines. There was oil spills everywhere on the field. They're a fucking machine, mate. They were light years ahead of everyone else this round, I reckon.
And that was without Cleary.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, that's frightening.
The 80s bad guys.
But still, you know, it's round one.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. They look pretty fucking good.
They're like, you know, those fucking machines on the Pornhub? You know, those chick with the fucking dildo, it's just ramming speed? You've seen that? You haven't seen that. What are you making a face like?
I don't look
like
at the ads, mate. I don't delve into the ads, mate.
It's not the ad. You've been telling me, oh, no, I've never seen that. What's this porn? I have to which you speak.
He's pointing at Morden, by the way.
I'm pointing at both of you. But one of those, like, I've got a dildo on the end of what a jackhammer. It's just like a bam, bam.
How do we get to this, sir?
How do we not?
I don't understand.
That's what Penrith are. They're the jackhammer.
It was a round also of play the balls and obstruction. The amount of time play the balls got pulled up. They do this every year. Yeah, it's like a
round
fucking,
one.
It's like first year of school or something. Your first class. They're just fucking going through the rule books and teaching them. It's just
get
terrible.
Your book out.
But I suppose it does.
Protractor, get your protractor. Why don't you have a protractor? You got to need a compass and a protractor.
Have you just been locked in here all summer?
You cunts are fucking with me. That's what.
The scary thing about Penrith is I think some of their players are only peaking now. Stephen Crichton would be one. He's just hitting his best now. Luai's still good? He's good, mate. Have you seen Stephen Crichton close up?
He's good.
No.
I hate him. He's up there. He's up there with the hate I have for him. But
what's the
he's
deal
good.
With his fucking eyeliner? Looks like he's got puts eyeliner on before every game.
Yeah, mate, each to their own. Each to their own.
Fuck that. Well, that's... Yeah. That's really upsetting that you're finally come to that philosophy. Because it was each to get fucked before and for the last 20 years.
Yeah, fair enough. Manly, is this the traditional Des Hasler start slow team kind of thing going on?
You're saying Desi did on purpose?
Lost on purpose, but I think Desi feels that aforementioned summer breeze in his locks, and he gets a bit distracted over summer and loses focus. And then around Easter, he hardens, he calcifies, he talks lower. Starts basically, he's incoherent from April on, and he just terrifies everyone, so they start playing well.
Yeah.
Look, that's what happens when you shut down Turbo. That's right. If you rely on one fucking player, you're
they
fucked,
do.
And they do.
Mm.
And I mean, they've got Foran and Cherry Evans there, who are good players in their own right.
Who's their big forward that was making all those fucking really good tackles in Manly? Is it Lussick or something? Not Lussick, but it was one of his big.
Lussick, but
oh man, he was
it,
really good.
A Lakawatu?
No, he was an Australian player. He was just mauling people. So once they get him going, he's going to be really good. I think he was coming off the bench.
Well, they lost
Curtis
Sirenen.
Kepi? Lawton.
Lawton, maybe.
Yeah,
could not be. Sure. Well,
they lost Curtis Sirenen, and they lost the other fella. Forget it. But two of their big bopper back rowers, gone.
Manly?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But let's not give them excuses.
No, man. Fuck.
No, they just got more. Like, I think lucky it was 28-6.
Yeah. They got
it was like an Origin game. They couldn't get out of their own end. No. The defence was just relentless.
It's rough when you can't get out of your own end. Larry was like that for 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't leave his own end alone.
Is it too early to say...
Fuck Manly.
No, it's too early for that. To get Penrith sponsored by fuckingmachines.com.
Well,
is that a company?
It's a company. And they will send you a machine with a dildo on it, and you can set what speed, and it'll fucking ram you.
Yeah.
All right?
And you can.
Wouldn't that look good as a logo instead of a panther? I don't have one.
Could they incorporate Cleary's jaw in somewhere form as well? like a money shot on the draw or something?
I don't see how they couldn't. How long's Cleary out for?
3, but possibly 2. He could be back next week.
Why would you rush him back? You don't need to.
Yeah, I'd just keep him.
Just let him. Let him just wander along. I reckon if he gets a few weeks off at the start of the year, it's totally in their interest.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, and he'll just build and build and build.
Yeah, just let him roll, man. Like, they don't need him.
Build speed like a fucking machine.
Now, I know we want to move on from this game, but...
Yep.
Those Penrith try celebrations are still irritating me. Like,
that's
why
I hate
him. Jump on top of the pile every try.
I think he does.
Like, it's something else. Can't they do the bowling ball or the hand grenade?
It's a cultural
something.
Thing.
It's not a cultural thing. It's the same fucking thing every time.
It's a Penrith cultural thing. If you see a chick, all right, that's by herself, that's what happens. Penrith culture.
Did you see that guy dancing in front of the camera during the game?
Was that Crichton?
No, I was like, spectator.
So it's rubbing off on them as well.
Yeah.
It's
horrid. Fuck those guys.
Okay, so we've offended both fan bases, so that's fair. We can move on. Canberra, 24, Sharks, 19. Were you worried, Carney?
I was. I thought, here we go again. We got down. We were down by 1 point. Well, I think there was, what, 8 minutes left or something like that, and we won. I don't know, but we're really good in our first round, so I'm not taking anything away from this game at the moment. But we'll see.
You taking away any injuries?
Yeah, we're taking injuries. We've always got injuries. Hodgson, but apparently it's not as bad, so that's okay. And obviously we lost Fogarty early on.
Oh, that's right.
And then I hear about Melbourne Storm and their injuries. Jesus Christ, the whole world stood still when Melbourne got fucking injured. They're going to have a state funeral.
We'll get to that.
Oh, my God, I feel so sorry for them. Mate, we've been playing injured every year. We haven't had a fucking proper halves pairing for like 3-4 years now.
I think you're confusing shit with injured. different things. If you just don't have players because your roster's shit, that's I think Blake Austin is a really good player. That's not injuries.
The Dogs win one game, mate. Yeah,
so we've been injured since 2004, mate.
You've got some confidence coming into this room. One game victory. He's just bagging everyone out now.
One in a row.
Jack Whiten, no more after game interviews.
Yeah, look.
Like, he's good when he's running around playing football, but no one needs to hear Jack Whiten speak.
Yeah.
Oh, he's only good sometimes when he's running around playing football. I don't think he's an elite player.
He played well this game,
though. He had one good game.
He's played really, really well. I think we need him to fire.
I was thinking while he was getting interviewed about who's going to be the NRL player, and I defer to you, Floyd, because you brought this up before, who does, because apparently you can't have any hair on the side of your head anymore if you're an NRL player.
Yeah.
Above the ears is a no-go zone, must be bald.
Yep.
Bald, Jerry.
Yep.
Who's going to be the player who just has hair there?
I can't wait to see that.
That's what we need.
We
need one player who just has hair on the side of his head and nowhere else.
I'd have to go Aaron Woods here.
I'll go Tolman.
Tolman and Woods. Couple of horseshoes.
He needs to stay in the media.
Not even a horseshoe.
No, just
the sides.
You can't not give me an old school horseshoe?
Nah. just the sides.
That's not trendy. Come on, mate.
I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing the horseshoe back.
You can put a little line in there or something if you want, but it's just where everyone else doesn't have their hair at the moment.
Yeah. That's front page news,
mate. Papali's hair's got to stop.
Well, look,
if he cuts that shit, he'll be a way better player.
He's got a bit of a Mad Max type sort of look. I don't mind it.
Bit voodoo-y too, man.
I gotta say,
it's a bit voodoo.
First three rounds for me, all I do is look at their fucking hair. Who's this guy? Who does he think he is?
There's a couple of teams out there, nice short back and sides, you know.
That's a fucking haircut you
can set your watch to.
It should be like the Romanian army in the '80s. Just same haircut.
Well, gypsies. We're missing Dugs, mate, this year. He was the king of weird haircuts.
I got Duke's news.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, but I was going to get into this before we started. I think the NRL was missing some sort of opening ceremony type thing. It just kicked off and it started straight away. Can we have an opening ceremony? Maybe Duke's running in with a corner post on fire. a fucking torch.
Not running in. No. Driving in. In a stolen 1982 Toronto. Brown.
I think we need an opening ceremony. I think we need a little bit of celebration before the season starts. It just kicks off and it's just like back to this again.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. You know what would have been a great... Because what you're actually referring to is we didn't have the pre-season debacle / sex scandal. That's normally
COVID killed the sex scandal.
But on the other hand, how good would it have been if the start of every game... Every player just before kickoff on the field got a booster and then had to play.
Oh.
Bang! Good public service announcement. And then if a few of them have a few side effects.
Shivering.
Yeah. Like, freaking Floyd was speaking Icelandic for 2 days after his booster.
Oh, man, that fucked me hard.
Yeah, you sounded pretty bad.
I turned into a fucking centaur. Was Mr. Tumnus, is that the cunt's name you're always going on about?
Yeah, that's who you called me last week.
You looked like him. You fucking... You had your mask on and your ears were sticking out.
Mr. Tumnus Bean.
That's not a bad idea.
Opening ceremony?
Opening ceremony, yep.
Music, fireworks, flair, you know.
Ric Flair?
Yeah, all the old retirees, Dukes, of course, he'd be the centrepiece of it.
Oh, you know
what? He'd be the centrepiece, wouldn't he?
They could bring out dead players' brains in jars and just fucking on the back of a ute, drive them around.
You could have that. Yeah, you could have that. You know the old pass the ball through the hole thing.
Yeah,
pass the brain,
and they could get Cody Walker, and he could just miss the whole board.
Yeah, hey. That's symbolic of the year ahead.
What about we have a big fucking concussion thing, and you get past the brain through the concussion?
Nice.
Yeah. It's too good. Dark. Good. No. That was good.
Where's Blake Ferguson in all this? Is he still in Japan?
He's fucking arrested.
Is he still there?
I think he's in jail.
He's tackling bags in Japan. That's what he's doing.
Is he still there?
I actually researched this. I couldn't find the answer. So I don't know if he's still...
He's in jail.
In jail still?
Yeah. He's cleaning tatami mats, mate.
Wow.
Is that a euphemism?
The Yakuza would just have their way with him, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I was going to do a voice. I'm not doing a voice. You can't do voices anymore. Even that's the way they talk, the Yakuza.
Well, I think he's out. He's talking about his experiences. 29-night stint in a Tokyo jail.
29.
He's stranded in Japan, awaiting his day in court. That's like when they're just when Godzilla's almost dead. He's just flailing at the end.
I have been eating a lot of Japanese.
He's getting paid $1.5 million to play rugby over there.
So like is
eight
that
matches
been,
or something too?
That's been torn up, hasn't
it? Fuck yeah, the NEC Green Rockets tore his contract up.
Mm.
Was there ever going to be any other way he was going to leave rugby league? Yeah. That was always going to be the way.
Look at that photo, Ray. I know we're not a visual medium, but there we go with it. And the quote is, time goes really slow when you're locked up for a month.
Yeah.
Thanks, jeez. Blake.
I didn't know he was aware of time.
His mattress was apparently only a centimetre thick.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Mm.
Boo-hoo. That's what I sleep on every night.
Yeah. He's got a mattress.
He's got, yeah.
Fucking hell. All right. So... What do we think of those two teams?
Sharks are interesting, aren't they?
I think once they gel, they'll go okay.
What's with all week everyone talking about? Everyone talking about Sharks?
You know,
no one talked about the Raiders.
Just the players they signed. There's you know.
Yeah, but
Raiders
signed.
Are plodding along.
It was all Sharks, and even then, Morden, you brought up Sharks out of
who,
the two.
Who Raiders
teams.
Got next?
Cowboys. But we've lost our new half, who looks really good. Schneider.
Schneider's out.
He looks good. He's got COVID, so
he had a schnitzel.
We're gonna go right to the
schnapps.
Schneider. I got schnitzel and schnapps for Schneider.
We are going bottom of the barrel and getting either Sam Williams or the other guy we got. Jesus Christ. That's bottom of the barrel shit, man. That's like the gunk right down the bottom.
When they get Emre Guler ago, loves.
Yeah, I'd rather that.
Your forwards are strong, but like your centres, like who the hell are they?
Well, they dropped.
We're building.
They dropped the captain, didn't they?
They did. That's balls from Ricky.
Don't
I
tell
like
me
that.
He's still around.
He's in reserve grade.
Still.
Fighting for his spot.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Just enough.
It's
get
worse
out.
Than Tom Brady.
I think we'll go all right this year. Better than Souths and the Dogs at least, so.
Shut up. Would you like to not bet on that?
Round, fuck around, I fuck around.
Yeah,
fuck around, round, round, I fuck around. I fuck around. Fucking up and down this fucking street. I gotta find a fucking place where the fuck hits me. Those fuckers in me are getting.
I was thinking, today about the state of the world, what we're in, what we've been through, what we've been through, and whatnot, and. America's about to collapse, and we know when America collapses, China's just going to swoop into Australia and just take over. So my question is, what's rugby league going to be like under a Chinese regime?
What was that team coming out of Beijing? The Dolphins? The Dolphin
it
Punches?
Was the
Dolphin Punches. No, the Beijing Dolphin Punches.
So they'll be in.
They'll be in.
But what are we thinking here? Well, like
Munster will play for them.
Munster will play for them.
He'll be a puncher.
All the stadiums will look the same to begin with. They'll just do all that.
Is that racist?
It's not. It's communist.
Oh. What will the
you got your ists mixed up? Yeah.
Sin bin.
What will the People's Republic sin bin look like? That's what I want to know.
And it'll be bleak.
It'll be bleak.
Fucking bleak.
It would be.
Will they have to like play piano or violin for like 10 minutes? Can you imagine that? No. It's the Nelson Asafa Solomona with a fucking violin.
You have to roll around naked in a wet market for 10 minutes.
Oh Jesus that. Christ. Or what about it? Like you say, maths equation as well. Maybe they got to do a maths equation.
Maths equation while you're fucking playing violin and piano with your feet. No, that's got to be the HIA. Okay.
Oh,
well,
be,
we can do Chinese voices because they're the enemy.
No, no, they're
not. They're going to be our overlords soon.
Hello, my overlords. I wish you well.
They're not our enemy, but if they did take over Australia, rugby league would have to keep going.
It would keep going.
It would keep going, but there'd be just some drastic changes. There would be some crazy, like obviously steroids and all that sorts of stuff would come right in. We'd have sort of all sorts of gene
splicing,
all of that shit going on. Yeah. I think it's great, actually. I think we should just keep, let's let it happen.
Yeah? Okay.
I'll tell you what, the food would be better at games.
Yeah.
Fucking oaf it would.
Fucking, you can throw wontons at the touch judge.
I always want to throw a wonton at the touch judge.
He doesn't want to do that.
Idiot. You have to be an idiot not to want to do that. Food would be much better. Yeah.
Food would be much better. You're right. You're selling it.
It'd still be bars, wouldn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, they drink, man.
Do they?
Chinese fucking drink.
What about like at game security? How would that go?
That would be tough.
A lot of surveillance, I'd say.
Surveillance.
They'd have drones. There'd be drones.
There'd be counter machine guns.
Yeah.
Patting you down.
Hammered. You would get hammered.
I normally like that.
Yeah.
Just something to think about, though.
What about Xi Jinping? Clappers. Big clappers.
Yeah. Oh, they have statues everywhere.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a difference. When he comes out to present the winning team their trophy, there's no one booing.
Yeah.
No one's booing.
That's fucking
Lord.
Half an hour of applause. That's what you're getting, buddy.
All right. The People's Republic sin bin.
So, on balance, things would be better. Yeah. That's what we're saying. Who would he go for?
He'd go.
Oh, he's got to go for the dolphin punches. What else have we got that's not friendly to nature here? Yeah, see, we've got a lot of nature sharks, nice dragons. Storm.
He'd like storm, storm. Yeah. They've been manipulating the weather for years, so they'd be right up there.
It's storm, raider, fucking knight. Some sort of conglomerate of that unholy alliance. And maybe chuck a warrior in there too.
Now, next game.
Next game. Broncos 11, South Sydney 4. Now, apparently there's 32,000 people at this game, but I saw the stadium and I dispute these figures. Is now when I tell you I'm going to Magic Round?
Are you going?
Are you?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, that's good. You can do a report from there.
Of sorts.
That's going to be great. You've got to.
I am. It'll be a mess. Yeah.
I think we should go one day as well. We should. Magic Round would be great.
You got two kids, mate.
I'm not. I'm one day.
You're not going anywhere. All right? Forget it.
It's all right, I'm going. That's the main thing. As long as I'm going.
You also got two kids.
It's a big stadium. It's a huge stadium. So 32,000, I suppose.
Didn't look like it.
Well,
it's a good stadium to watch football at.
I'd love to go.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I'd love
to go.
So what happened, Floyd? What's going on?
Shit the bed.
No. We're one prop short. We're one winger short. We fucking played Mansour, who can't leave the ground.
Yeah, here's a problem.
That cunt's like he's on the rotor at the Luna Park.
here's a problem.
He's experiencing more gravity than anyone else. He actually sucks in gravity of other people to make him not be able to leave the fucking ground. Jackson Paulo, centre, no good. And Ilias is fucking, second game?
That's right. Well, I don't.
You need 50 games as a halfback to be any good in this fucking game. And that's what's going to
say. Stop waving your arms around.
I'm waving my arms around. I pay the mortgage here. All right? My hair.
Are you making the eight? Let's be serious. Are you making the eight?
Latrell comes back. If we get Vunivalu and some sort of prop falls out of the sky, we're making the eight. Well, I'll say we're making
it's fucking the Zeus. It's falling out of the sky.
Zeus for prop.
Zeus,
well, we got
me.
Fucking we got enough Greeks here. If Demetrio and fucking Ilias pray, we might get fucking a Zeus.
You did light, you know. You lost Sua.
Lost Sua.
Mm. Gagai. That's a big Gagai. Loss. And Gagai.
Yeah. He had a fucking blinder on the weekend.
What were you guys thinking with this?
Well, the Gagai
idea.
The Gagai thing's a Latrell Mitchell. Bust up between those two.
Is it?
Yeah.
And this is like your fucking...
Latrell bullied him out.
Chewing gum and...
He bullied him out. Gossiping. He had a fight with Jacob Host.
Yeah.
Can we identify the problem now or do we need to...
Well, you're going to keep him. And he ruined the grand final for you guys last year.
Absolutely. Daddy, Latrell plays that grand final, we win.
Daddy Wayne's not there to control him anymore.
Daddy Wayne's gone. Okay? Daddy Wayne is gone. He's left the building. He's not. He's gone for his cigarettes and he's not coming home.
You know who you needed? Selwyn Cobbo.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, I like him.
We're going to be hating him at Origin for a decade.
Yeah, good. Mm. I was running low on people to hate.
What about Broncos? What
good,
do we think?
Good forward pack, man.
Yeah.
Their forward pack just fucking rolled us. Yeah. We got no front row. South's got no front row.
I told you that. It's start of season. You fucking yelled at me for like 20 minutes.
You know why? They've got the balance. They got the balance better in the pack now because you got workers like Carrigan and Capewell who actually work. Yeah. Last year, so they had Pangai last year. You had all these lunatics who were good for 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Now you got some big hitters, but you also got a few little toilers in there. Balance is better for Broncos this year. But do we fucking have to see him every Friday night?
I am sick of it. I did some research on the draw. Can I just jump to that?
Like the Dogs play 6:15 every Sunday night.
Well, apparently...
That's a good place for them. Yeah. That's the doghouse of the draw.
What a shit.
Apparently, it's a Canadian company. Yeah. It's the world's biggest sporting organizer. Schedules the NRL. It does the NFL, Major World... the soccer, it does Major League Baseball. Which
how
has,
do you get in on that fucking racket?
How
easy is it?
30 teams, like Major League Baseball's 30 teams, 162 games, but apparently
each.
They interviewed this Canadian group.
162 games each?
Each.
Per clubhouse, yes.
Yes.
But they reckon, this Canadian club reckons,
it's a commitment.
The NRL is the most difficult and most complex. This quote from them, okay, so they flew over the complexities of the draw. You know why it's complex? Because they have to take into consideration...
Whether Will Hoppawattie can play on a Sunday.
Club requests, okay? No other sporting organisation does that. So they have to listen to club requests and broadcaster requests as well.
Are you telling me that South requested... Storm, Roosters and Panthers, round 2, 3 and 4?
Well, what I'm saying is...
someone's fucking paying them. Someone's giving them a bit of underhand fucking...
It's fucking bullshit. What about the
under
Dogs?
Under-the-table hand job.
The Dogs finished last, and then they've got the top four teams in the first five rounds. That's like, there you go. Get fucked.
Oh, that's worse.
They've got the top four teams.
He's
fucking full of confidence, isn't he?
Because we've got Brisbane this week and we had North Queensland last week. So the first 2 weeks are okay.
Yeah, but then you've got the top four teams the next 4 weeks.
I'm living in the present, man. I'm living in the present.
But fucking disgusting.
Your future and your past do not concern me.
Your personal growth I find disgusting on a person. Oh, no, deeply a cellular level.
I don't want to get into it now, but time is not linear.
So the validity of our game is at stake here because we get broadcasters and teams, more powerful teams, dictate what the draw is, basically.
So
and
we need Xi Jinping.
We need a good, strong
communist
dictator.
Draw. Equality, bang. Man. Bang. No requests are taken.
Just if time's linear.
A dolphin is taken to each club.
Yep.
And every time someone says something that Gigi doesn't like, bang. Dolphin gets punched.
When does China play Taiwan? Whenever we fucking feel like it.
Bang.
What about
punch a dolphin?
What about...
I can't do a dolphin.
You're not allowed to do that either. You're not allowed to do
you
that
can't,
either.
What was
nah,
that?
You can't
dolphinist.
Do dolphin either. No, he's just...
Oh, look, if I can't insult a dolphin, I'm fucking gone. What can I do?
They're noble beasts, mate. You can't.
They're rapists, man. They rape the shit out of each other.
That's love to them.
They fucking gangbang. Dolphin gangbang. Look up dolphin gangbang. All our listeners, look up dolphin gangbang.
This ever happened to you?
Not a gangbang.
Maybe like on a Monday night, we just get together, we draw teams out of a hat, and then whoever you play that week, whoever you got drawn, you play that week. And every week it's that.
You play the fucking Storm six times in a row.
If that's what the hat dictates, that's what it is.
That's what the hat dictates.
That's how they did it in Harry Potter, buddy.
But yeah, I am sick of, and it's happening again this year. I just, like, as if they're not listening to the fans. I'm sick of it, mate. Every Friday night is just Broncos night. And Souths are getting pretty bad about it as well. sounds like Dolphin getting raped.
Knights 20, Roosters 6. I think this was the big upset of the week. Come on. This was something.
This absolutely was crazy.
All the teams that both picked to come first and last, right?
Mate, this was just Roosters enjoyable. That's what it was.
Oh, it's fucking great.
Yeah.
Especially for a Souths fan, coming off that loss, the next thing you can hope for is for Roosters to lose.
Yep. Can I just give a big heads up to whoever on Saturday night on Wikipedia, on the Sydney Roosters Wikipedia page. You know, it's the only club played in every season at elite level since 1997 and been dumped at Glavin Club, blah, blah, blah. And then there was an update. The club was formerly owned by Nick Politis, but is now the property of new owners, the Newcastle Knights. I enjoy like pettiness on all levels. And that is pettiness.
Yeah, that's good pettiness.
Mm.
This one. He's trying to do
that
a dolphin.
That was a Chinese guy patting a dolphin. Okay? I was just waiting for the punch.
Just before we jump in the game, just while we're on dolphins.
Dolphin content. If we're going to have this much dolphin content, I need to be told before I get
it. You need to be prepared.
What about the dolphins coming into the league?
Can we throw fish to each other?
Aren't they the firebirds?
No, they're the dolphins.
The fire dolphins?
They are the dolphins, and they don't have a location attached to them.
Yeah, they're...
Because they're fucking dolphins.
Are they Red Bank?
No, they're not. They're just going to be called the Dolphins. So you could be living in fucking Windsor... And that could be your fucking local team. That's bullshit.
Nah, you wouldn't be in Windsor because Dolphin would end up on the bridge.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, as if you'd like, that's, come on, man. You've got to have a fucking location attached to your name. Every other team does it.
The Mordor Dolphins.
Mordor Dolphins.
And have you seen their jerseys?
No.
They're pretty bad, man.
Are they?
Well, they should be going out in, like, fucking wetsuits or something. Just get a bit creative with it, man. Get some dolphin skin or something.
Are there any fins?
Dolphin
skin, wetsuit, something. It's just like a... It's like a... I don't even know what colour it is. It's like a red-orange type.
Look. Oh, yeah.
What colour is that? It looks like a Division 2 English soccer team. And Wayne Bennett's look at this picture. Look how Wayne Bennett's looking at the jersey.
He's shocked. Like, he's like, that's shit.
I can't see it.
Why does it say Kings? I'm so confused.
It's their sponsor, I think. But
there's nothing. There's a tiny dolphin.
It's horrible.
And the sponsor's name is 50 times the size of. They may as well call themselves Kings.
They should wear a fucking wetsuit. Wear a wetsuit.
What about just fucking. Togs, budgie smugglers. Go out there in your Speedos.
That's comfort, man.
No, I don't want to.
I've been wearing the Speedos lately, and I'll tell you what.
I don't want to see some of those guys.
No, I don't want to either, but I'm just saying into context.
Do you know who they've signed?
Who? Both Bromwiches.
Both Bromwiches. I told you today I think Kenny Bromwich is the most underrated player in the NRL, but do you know who they've signed? Kafusi, both Bromwiches, there's half the Melbourne pack.
Yeah, aging though.
And then just to give that pack a bit of, the word I'm looking for? Oomph, a bit of thrust, a bit of shopping trolley.
You look like you're fisting a granny.
Raystone.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, Mark Nichols as well.
Yeah, they signed the plumber. The plumber's been signed.
Asako, he's going up there.
Why did that look like he was fisting a granny?
Did you see what he's doing?
Yeah, but the granny's not there. Like, you must have imagined that part.
He does that.
Well, I was just thought, what are his capabilities of fisting? And
they're not the Redcliffe Dolphins?
No, they're not. You don't know about this? Come on, guys. You don't read about footy in the off-season?
No, my off-season is off.
They've dropped the... It was going to be Redcliffe Dolphins, but they've dropped the Redcliffe part of it, and it's just called the Dolphins. That's outrageous.
They should have just dropped the Dolphins part.
I like it, actually. Redcliffe. Because I like this. I might start supporting this team. I like those players. Plumber.
You're an idiot.
Bromwiches. Ray Stone. What's not to like?
How do you get new fans? Is this how it is it?
Mm.
The players?
What's not to like?
I'm not a big fan of
Wayne Bennett.
Wayne Bennett, I like that.
I like Bennett.
What do you do for you?
Well, he got us...
We're talking about Newcastle and Roosters. No one cares.
Okay.
So this was 4-1, but the Roosters scored like 2 minutes to go. So it was basically 20-0 right up to the end.
Yeah.
So this was a shellacking.
Yeah, and they've all come out, and it's been nothing but excuses from the Roosters. Oh, we haven't played combination. Geary
hasn't played.
And we didn't play in the trials.
Ooh. No combination. I'm just going to keep doing that. I don't rate Sam Walker. I don't rate him at all.
No? Would you say that to his face?
A fucking oath.
I reckon you could take him.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
He's a fucking...
100% you could take
him. He looks like the sick kid from The Simpsons, the one that's coughing all the time. The really white one. What's his name?
Sam.
Floyd?
Yeah. Hey, I'm robust. Except for one testicle, I'm in full functioning order.
I like their back line, man. Newcastle. Gagai? Bradman Best, who just...
that's good.
Oh, my God, he was beasting guys.
Yeah.
Can't tackle, but anyway... Ponga, if he stays fit. Dom Young, Predator on the wing.
Yeah.
And he's good. I reckon Jake Clifford's good. I like him.
Clifford, the big red dog.
Yeah, I
thought Knights bottom four, to be honest. I like start of the season, but...
Backline's good.
Was it now Clifford that fucking went, put the kick into Tedesco and then manhandled him? And Clifford regathered and scored.
Mm.
It might have been Kurt Mann that kicked it. It was good, though.
Kurt Mann dropped Hargraves, man.
Yeah.
Which is good because Kurt Mann can't do anything with the ball. But, you know, anyway.
They had Pierce leave in the off-season. They've lost their dummy half, their main dummy half. That's why I thought that they're going to struggle. And they didn't really have a good team to start with. But then...
And they got better.
You know, but is this Roosters playing really poorly because they did drop a lot of ball? Or is it the Knights actually forcing those errors?
You subtract Mitchell Pierce and by definition you will get better.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think so.
I think so. That is our analysis.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Email us at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com.
In Warriors 16.
Sorry, we're having a chat.
Saints 28. I was on the way to the Tigers Storm game, so I kind of watched this game from outside a pub through a window and then watching the TV. So that's my vantage point, which was pretty good.
That's the best way to watch this game.
Pretty good.
That's the best way to watch your stand-up, actually.
And I think Ravalara knows the rules now, because when he started playing football, he didn't know the rules.
He got 3 tries.
And now he's something.
Ravalawa ding dong, man. Mm. He brought it.
Now, is this going to be sustainable? This Warriors not at home all year?
Are they not at home again?
They're still in Queensland.
Oh, my God.
They're still in Queensland. It's been very tough for them, must admit. But
can they do this?
I don't think so, mate.
Multiple years.
Yeah. I think
Sean Johnson's injured.
But what about some of the stupid plays? He did a fucking crossfield kick on like the second tackle when they're only down by 2 points and there's still like 15 minutes left.
That's because Brown took the leash off.
DWZ.
Is that how you like? Taking the leash off, play how you like, buddy. That's what happens when he plays how you like. Sorry, mate, go.
That's all right. I was going to talk about DWZ breaking his thumb, but I don't care. Griffin. This guy.
You know what a griffin is?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
It's a Celtic mythical beast, right?
Yeah. It's like a bird with big claws.
It's like a half eagle, half lion type thing.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
Mm.
So what? Not a bunyip.
What's a bunyip?
Fucking bunyip. You say dolphin, it's on.
Oh. Shall I go to the sound effect?
Saints always play good at the start of the year, right?
They do. They win their first 8, usually.
That's their thing. And then they shit the bed.
Yeah.
So do we just get back to them in week 8?
They do look good, but yeah.
The drag. Well, everyone's talking the Dragons up, man. Everyone's got him in the 8.
Tarek Sims on the outer?
He's going to Storm, I think.
I'm here in South.
No, I'm here in Storm, mate.
Storm, but no. Bellamy gets Storm. His man. No, but he's going next year.
Next year?
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
All right. I like all the shit sources, apparently.
I like their centres. Oh, Lomax and Sully, mate.
Lomax is a beast. I love him.
Backline is...
He's going out with that... what's her name?
They're not going out anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry, mate. Jesus.
That is upsetting.
They're not. They went their separate ways.
I don't like him anymore. He's good, man.
He's good. I think Sully's good as well on his day.
Sule.
I think it's just consistency. It's with Sule. The Fijian winger as well. It's just, I feel like the Fijian players, consistency is the key. You've got some amazing players, but can they do it every week? That's apparently right. He's been training the house down, as everyone has.
The house apparently. Of cards, mate. Yeah. Well, halfway house, you know, pick.
The elephant in the room wears number 7.
Yeah.
Benny boy.
He was okay.
I think he's going to have a good season.
I give him a pass in that game.
I think he might have a good season. I reckon the pressure's missing, off. Everyone knows.
Paul Vaughan, mate.
They're missing Paul Vaughan. But I think with Hunt, everyone knows he's shit. Everyone's just like, yeah, he's shit. And the limelight's off him. And I think he's just going to relax and he's going to start playing good.
It
we'll
is
see.
Back row of Jack Bird, Jaden Sewer, and Jack DeBellin. And that's got a bit of cell block H about it.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's
a bit of, and Blake Laurie, he's just a fat thug, really.
If you walked down the alley to that back row, you would come out the other side every hole fucked.
Yeah.
Bird dropped his shank when he was making a tackle on the weekend. And it just fell out of his fucking undies.
It fell out of his sock. I saw it come out of his sock. It was a toothbrush that was sharpened.
You know who I forget about every year and then there he is? Moses Mbai. He's on the bench for Saints.
He just
appears in these places.
Yeah, did he play good?
He was okay. He didn't come on until late. He scored the last try.
See, because Moses is good for the bench because he can play everywhere,
yet
nowhere.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Moses.
Well, that's kind of esoteric and metaphysical of him, isn't it? He's a metaphysical player.
Mm. Yeah.
He's all things but nothing.
Bunty got a run.
Bunty.
Good to see.
So,
I love Bunty.
Bunty always gets a run at the start of the year and then it derails.
I'll tell you who's good. Adnan for Noah Blake.
He's good. He's a thug as well, though.
Yeah. Well, come on. I like
that's
the thugs.
That's
you like the thugs?
Bring the thugs back.
Yeah, I suppose. They were missing Reece Walsh. That was a big miss for the Warriors. I think if Reece Walsh was there, I think it was going to be a lot closer.
Apparently his eyeliner hadn't arrived through Amazon, so there's no way he was going out there. And then she should get Prime, because Morton, you'll back me here, Amazon Prime, next day delivery. How many jams has that got you out of?
Quite a few, mate. Yeah. Quite a few.
Every jam.
Lots of jams.
Fig jam.
Many jams.
So what's that Amazon Prime free delivery?
Yeah, you get
fucking advertising now. The biggest company in the world.
Yeah, they need a bit of help. They need a bit of a leg up.
This podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime.
We wish it was brought. All right, so well done, Saints. But look.
See you in 8 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I went to the Tigers and the Storm.
You did, didn't you?
This was interesting. It was interesting. I went for Tigers fan. I really just went to watch him suffer.
Yeah.
And he knows it.
Is this Biff?
Yeah. And
but they played it. You know,
and he went with such low expectations.
Oh, really?
And but in the pub beforehand, I went in to get a beer and we're sitting outside. And I came out and I said, mate, I'm sniffing optimism in there.
Yeah,
all these Tigers fans. I got an observation about Melbourne fans who live in Sydney. And strange. You tell me when you have to disprove this with photographic evidence. 98.9% of Melbourne Storm fans who live in Sydney are goddamn nerds. Social misfits. Hello to all our Sydney Melbourne Storm fans.
I just call them cunts. But I think you could be honest, aren't
you? It was odd.
Yeah.
Odd.
Yeah, that's strange.
Well, the Tigers fucking had him.
Well, they did. Melbourne lose two guys for the game. They lose George Jennings. The cheese was gone. Mate, the cheese was gone that quick, we didn't even realize he was on the field.
Oh, really?
He was on and off like...
Is it 2 minutes? Something,
yeah. And George Jennings, he's gone. He's running with no one near him. Like, there goes Blake. So you knew he was gone. They were down to 15 players for about an hour.
Yep.
Yet, we still knew they would win.
But they were up for so long, the Tigers, and it's just, I feel sorry for them.
Hastings has bought something to them.
Yeah, I like him.
He's straightened up their attack.
I've always liked
him. But they still haven't bought enough to sort of challenge the top eight. Like, he's still got a shit team, Maguire.
How about no?
What about fucking the crackhead player of the week was fucking Roberts, escort.
Yeah.
The stupid, dumb crackhead just got no idea what's going on, running on adrenaline.
Thought it was a posting bike coming through.
Fucking coppers, mate. Fucking coppers, boy. Now, he did that.
How many runs? He played the full 80, James Roberts. Yeah. How many runs do you reckon he made?
Full 80, James, divided by 400.
Running or runs to his drug dealer? Well, what are we talking about?
You know, five runs for 40 metres in the whole game.
Five runs for 40 metres.
Now, any of us could have done that.
Nah, I'll be doing that on the weekend, mate.
I do that after I have fucking Falax curry.
Like, seriously.
Hello to the good people at Falax.
Could you try less? Like, that is fucking pathetic.
He's their gun boy. He's their number one
James
big
Roberts.
Boy. Yeah.
No, they had him for 2 years.
Yeah, yet. But that was
yeah, the. But he's on good money.
What the fuck are you doing?
He's on good money.
He's on good money.
You see how fat he is? Oh, you see his face?
Yeah. He's no good, mate. That's just that drug
you
puff,
can't
you know.
Consume you get that much product and not have some side effects.
Yeah.
There
was some good. Sideline tries, Coates' sideline try. Like, they're getting crazy.
Unnecessary dive. Completely unnecessary.
It's like
dive.
Synchronized swimming almost. They should have like little mini trampolines in the 10 meter line. And let's get the game aerial.
Mm.
They should jump on the trampoline. Imagine those kicks across field for tries contested in the air.
He looked like a paratrooper. Looked like an SAS guy dropping out of a helicopter.
Fucking Kafusi shaved his head.
Yeah. He's.
It's like a fucking linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Now,
this guy, I just can't fucking warm to him, you know?
Kafusi.
I don't think he's got a soul. He's a grub. Soulless.
Because he's a grub. You like grubs, though, don't you?
I don't know. Not necessarily. Not necessarily, but this guy, anyway.
Let me walk you through the difference between a Storm and a Tigers. I'll give it to you in like a little sidelight analogy.
I'm hot.
Yeah. Melbourne lose two players, including their starting hooker, very quickly. Played a whole game of 15. They're losing by about a dozen. And Melbourne, with Nick Meaney playing 5'8 and kicking 2 from 6. Why is he kicking for goals? Pappenhausen's there.
Yeah.
And they just, it's like, we're going to make this as hard as we can for our, it's like Bellamy's like, nah, I'm not letting fucking Jerome Hughes, Pappenhausen, anyone who can kick goals, you're not kicking them. That's going to make it too easy for us. We're going to have Nick Meaney kicking goals and playing 5'8", and we'll still win, you fuckers.
But did you see Bellamy when Welch got injured? I've never seen Bellamy's face like that.
It was a bad injury.
Never. I like Welch.
I like him too. Yeah, like he's likeable.
Don't cry about it.
That's beside the point. I'm just saying that Bellamy's never had that much adversity.
No. Well, last year, do you remember I said if Bellamy can turn Meaney into a good player, I was going to turn into a fucking crazed, lunatic Bellamy fan and like break into his house and record videos and shit in his kitchen bench and, you know when you get really crazed fan. So if he can turn Meaney into a good player, I'm done. He is like God to me because that is going to be hard because Meaney is shit. And you know what?
Water into wine? That's what we're talking?
Yeah, in Bellamy's kitchen. he played all right, Meaney, and I'm a little bit worried that I'm going to have to get the video taken.
Hey, when you have that many superstars around you, you can't, you know.
Who superstars? Who?
Storm.
Who?
Hughes
everyone.
Played well.
Honestly, they're only superstars because they're there.
You got Hughes.
Hughes is gone up another
level.
You
got Pappenhausen.
Hughes is a great player, but he wasn't a superstar. Made by Craig Bellamy. He made him in the factory, mate. Hughes was nothing.
He was nothing.
We can't pretend Hughes was good. Bellamy made him good.
He's good on the night.
Pappenhausen, fucking Tigers let him walk.
Yeah, he just makes. So
suddenly they got like Rod Wishart's son out there playing hooker. I don't even know what position he plays, and he's killing it.
So you're saying Meaney's going to have a cracker season, basically.
Has to.
Fuck.
You don't get a choice. And by definition, Josh Adokar's going to have an awful season.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Mate, it's just, that's how it works.
Yeah.
It's just, it's fucking remarkable what they do.
Oh, well, look. Yeah. Storm, few injuries. Tigers, they're going to improve from ninth, I reckon.
Get rid of Roberts. Just play Tyrone Peachey in the centres. He'd be better than
Peachey,
Roberts.
Peachey was good for him, actually.
Jesus, man. Mamalo's a good signing. He's a good winger.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a threat. Mamalo's a good signing. Peachey's a good signing. Jackson Hastings is a good signing. They're not, like, going to dramatically change it. I think
Alex
Dane Laurie's Seyfarth,
great signing.
Yeah, they hardly played him, but he came on the last 10 minutes.
Listen to their team, mate. They got no chance. I'm sorry, Tigers fans. I wish I've got a soft spot for the Tigers.
We wish you well.
And I hope they do well, but they just don't have the players at the moment.
Or the centre of excellence.
Nah.
Nah.
Still, is that still a fucking
shipping container?
Shipping container?
Yeah.
I hope they do well, though.
Luch Leilua's running hard. He's a good player.
Yeah.
Very good player. But after that,
they got to get rid of
Brooks. So what's happened to the other, Joey Leilua? Where's he now?
He's in fucking in England somewhere playing fifth division.
So really? I'm trying to take a photo of Luke Brooks at the kickoff to send it to you guys to show you how big his head is compared to his body.
Couldn't fit it?
Because I was very close.
Did you have to Dropbox it?
It wouldn't focus. The phone could not focus. It's like, you know, when you try, when there's a really, like you think, geez, that full moon's big. I'm going to take a picture of that. And it's just, you got nothing. Well, it was sort of like the opposite of that.
Yeah, right.
The phone would not focus on his enormous fucking cranium.
You know, Benji had him Dally M player of the year.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, Benji.
Benji's got a new show.
Yeah.
Is it good? I haven't seen it. Was it?
What's it called? I can't remember.
It's called Benji. Catchy. Very catchy. Well, anyway, Tigers. Mother of God, you're in for a long year.
You've got a year ahead of you, Tigers. Storm, I'm glad to see him get injured. I'm not dicking around here.
I had them number one, but I think Panthers will be one and then Storm will be three or four. No, second. I'll give him, put him second.
Munster's back this week.
Yep.
Harry Grant's back this week.
Against South. Yep.
Jesse Bromwich is back this week. Jesus. They've got some big ins, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good luck with that.
All right.
Well, so what do you want? You want a bit of music? What do you want?
I was just going to tell you that Liam Knight's back this week.
Oh, get fucked.
Gets better.
I just can't.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Follow us on Twitter at Balls Out No Flops at Out Flops. Eagles 32, Titans 28. This was entertaining. Not necessarily good, but entertaining.
Nah.
Crazy, wasn't it?
Both sides, right side defense, had more holes than Pornhub, man. Like, seriously.
Oh, now we're talking. Now you know what fucking Pornhub
just
is?
Just go right. Both sides just, like, they would go left and attack their right side. They're both useless. But anyway, it was entertaining. They had the kid, the para kid, get three tries in half an hour and then get a punctured lung.
Mm. Yeah. And he didn't get on report for that, did he? I think.
No, and he did one earlier too. Led with the knees. The young Campbell kid.
Different player would get. It's because he's small, right?
Yeah.
He gets away with it.
I think you should be able to do anything you want with the knees. If you can get your knees up high, go for it. Just go for
talking
it.
About
mate.
In footy or in society?
In lovemaking.
Just in general.
It was a game of touch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was reminiscent of Toyota Cup.
Yeah.
Bit disappointed with Parramatta. I've got Parramatta up there top four.
A lot of people do.
I just feel like there's this, but then are they going to do it again to their fans?
A lot of people think so.
They've suffered quite a bit.
You sound and like a fucking a government apologist. A lot of people. You sound like Trump, you prick.
A lot of people would disagree.
But I just, that's worrying signs, man, to leak 28 points. I know it's the first game, but fuck me.
It's five tries each. Paris scored all five tries in the first 33 minutes, and they got home on three penalty goals.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Oh, what about that last fucking goal from that fucking Moses, the cunt?
What about Philip Semmy running past Moses when he was taking a kick? Did you see that
one? Yeah, that was good. Yeah,
and then he did the Gufferina
over the top of his corpse. Over the corpse of
Philip Semmy was absolute like shithousery peak on the weekend. You get our newly fucking minted, just made up shithouser of the week award, Philip Sammy, and that's a compliment.
That is
a compliment.
We enjoyed your work.
Although, let me tell you, fucking highlight of the season so far, near the end, Titans get tackled in their in goal, need a short dropout, and Patrick, I've never seen this. Patrick Herbert goes for a short dropout and hits his own corner post on the full. Now, come on.
1 point.
That's got to be a point.
If you can call that, that should be minimum 4 points.
Yeah.
If you hit your own corner post on the full.
That's crazy, isn't it? That's just insane. Oh, my God.
Why should it be 10 metres to drop it? I think it should be any distance. You've got to bring your players up. It'd be like fucking chess.
If you want to kick it short, kick it short. Kick it
fucking 1 meter.
That's a good idea.
Not really.
You'd have everyone just fucking centimeters away from the try line.
And then you just boot the shit out of it and run.
There's the tactic.
Someone up there. What do we take from this game?
Fucking Philip Sammy and Patrick Herbert.
And Ray Stone.
Ray Stone was there as well. Run.
Bailey Simonson's out there.
Mm-hmm. I had him any time try score. He didn't even fucking touch it.
No. No, because he's playing with Mitchell Moses now. Interestingly, I think the off-field antics were better. Did you see Jared Hayne and Mitchell Moses and Nathan Brown were down the Albion?
And they
left at 2 a.m. from the Albion. Now, did you see the photos? They've all got shirts on, but they're only done up to the belly button. They've all got the chest out, all of
them. They're just asking for it. They are asking for it.
And then they come out at 2 a.m. and some council road worker who's doing roadworks turns around, sees Jared Hayne and gives him a gobful. And, of course, Nathan Brown wants to fight him, who's currently in reserve grade.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had a similar night with Jimmy the Hand, actually, in the Albion, when we got booted out and he started the security guard.
Good.
He was yelling at the security guard, "Do you wear those shoes to church on Sunday?" Something like
that. What does that mean?
I had a night like security that with Jimmy the Hand, too. We went and saw Bob Logg at the Hopeton Hotel. We drank a case of beer outside, and then they wouldn't let us back in. And he was wanting to fight the security guard. He said, "What do you get paid? $13 an hour? Good on you, mate." And he's throwing money at him.
You see that guy when he's pissed, he just totally turns because he's a very nice guy.
He's a gentleman. If you're a security guy,
you're fucked.
I was grabbing him, trying to fucking push him away. I had my hands. I couldn't get him around his fucking forearms.
Anyway,
Jimmy the Hand, you are banned from this podcast. You're banned from coming here and you're banned from listening. Okay? I don't even want you to look it up on the internet. Banned.
He has been locked up in this room, hasn't he? He's sitting out bans.
Hey, with thoughts of Larry Floyd. Larry Floyd alone.
Fifita, I think he's got that one big run each game where he's either going to score or he's going to set up a try. Given. Once at least, but then it only happens once.
Touch the fucking ball 3 times in the second half.
Yeah. Like, haven't they solved that problem yet?
What's the point? Him and James Roberts. Put him on fucking Survivor or something. Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. I'd watch that.
Him and a dolphin.
Yeah. Oh, shall I?
No.
I got a kid.
Tino as the captain.
Good. Tino for us, Ula Mali.
Good.
Now, what about that? You can't be romantic with that name, can you? You can't just be like, look into his eyes and say, "I love you, Fisa for Safosa Malomo."
Hey, bit of cultural respect here.
It's not a very romantic name.
Tino is. If you're in prison.
Do you yell out the person's surname when you're fucking him?
I do. Bit of respect, mate. Yeah.
Morrison.
He always refers to the person he's having intercourse with as Mr. Whoever.
That's right. Bit of respect, mate.
Anyone that allows your penis in their body has got no fucking respect, okay? So let's just get that straight.
This should be a good pack, right? Fotowaker, my favourite front rower. Isaac Liu, Fifita, Tino. This should be a great pack. Come on, they should be carving it, mate.
It's the same Titans again.
Proctor on the bench.
Oh, my God. Proctor on the bench.
I love Proctor.
Yeah.
That's where you got a Proctor. You need a Proctor on the bench.
That's a good team, mate.
Call the Proctor.
Sexton.
Sexton.
He's only played a few games as well, and they got rid of Fogarty for him, so they must think he's the one. Would you yell out Toby or Sexton if you were...
Well, it's got sex in it, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Sexton.
Mm. Sexton. Ramming speed.
I don't understand Waka Blake.
Waka Waka Blake.
Sometimes he's really good.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's just the worst fucking player in the NRL. Come? Was but he fluctuates every from Penrith, didn't he? Every few Penrith, minutes, yeah. He's just like does something brilliant, then something shit.
Mm.
I need more consistency, Waka.
Yeah. That's rich.
Talking about me. And Vossi, don't even fucking try to suggest that Mitch Moses is hitting the fucking post from a 50-meter kick. Like, really, they won the game on a fluke, right? Mm, they won by four, and it was that try, that the third try where the kid got killed, where Mitch Moses just happens to hit the post. That's a home game against the Titans. Where were the Para fans? Where were they?
Yeah, that's true.
Apparently, this was the biggest rating for a weekend ever of footy for Foxtel and KO.
Really?
But the crowds were shit. Like, the Tigers crowd was
Everyone's staying home,
Everyone's
mate.
Used to COVID football.
Yeah.
Everyone's staying
home. Sit on your lounge, eat chips, drink beer. Mm.
Yeah, but everything's expensive, mate. Everything's just fucking, the bills are through the roof.
Well, that's true, and everything's expensive at the game.
Yeah.
It costs fucking like $50 to get in, and then you go, buy. They got Korean chicken there, haven't they?
Oh, I ate before the game at the pub, so I didn't even look.
Too expensive, mate.
To our listeners, I've recently discovered Korean fried chicken.
But Tigers, get rid of the fucking drummers in the corners. Like, how annoying. Like, that's not atmosphere. That's just fucking annoying.
Can I give you guys a tip for, you know, prices are jacking up?
Hot tip. Hot tip from
save a bit of money. Petrol siphoning. Now, what's stopping you from stealing petrol from another car? All it is that little
society.
Cap.
Society?
No. But mate, fuck society, mate. Everything's through the roof at the moment. Every man for themselves. Like, all you got to do is flip open that little cap and suck a bit of petrol out. And the good thing
That's
is...
That's a fucking glory hole. That's what you're talking about.
And the good thing is you don't get sent in jail for it because that's more of a, just a shoe-off offence, like a pest. Get out of here. Stop doing that.
The best siphoning I ever saw was in the 80s. A mate of mine's dad, this Italian guy, drove a nice dark brown shit-coloured Kingswood, which we refer to as the chariot.
Yeah.
And we'd always hang out in the front yard of this guy's house in the afternoons, and even if we're on the driveway, his dad would just hit the driveway at 60 and accelerate. The driveway's only 10 metres long into a, you know, the old fibro garage. He was trying to kill us. He was just, get off my fucking driveway, right? And we'd just be like, ah, jumping on a thing, jumping onto the lawn to get away from the chariot. Anyway, the oldest brother, four brothers, the oldest one, he puts fucking the wrong petrol. He puts diesel or some shit in the chariot, the Kingswood. So his old man comes out in a beanie, and his blue factory jacket, and his broken English goes, you fucking stand there. So he makes this mate of ours just stand beside him. He takes the cap off. He gets the hose. He starts sucking the diesel out, literally into his mouth. And then the reason the sun was there was when he turned, with each mouthful, he'd spit it onto him, onto his leg, and just go, you fucking pig. Pah! And then siphon, pig. Pah! This went on. Oh, my God. It was good. It was,
to get some tips off him.
Mate,
you can't do that anymore, can you?
We can.
Yeah, I put this to you, Carney.
It's hard times.
How much does it cost to fill your car?
Mate, sometimes $150.
$150. It's an $80 fine to drive off without paying.
There you go.
There you go. I've just halved your fucking petrol.
And save me medical bills.
And if you're going to drive off, you may as well bring a whole bunch of containers.
Yeah.
Fill them with fuel as well.
Yes.
So you fill a car. Then you fill up all the little jerry cans.
And go and get the 2-for-1 chips and all that shit too.
Yep.
Fill up on all their specials.
Slushy. Yeah. Get a slushy.
Give the guy the point. Chuck it in the boot and fuck off. It's $80.
I need some ice, mate.
And a gas bottle. $80.
Some fucking strawberry and cream lollies and then I'm going.
$80 fill up.
Send me the bill, motherfucker.
All right. I'll put that down. I'll do that.
There you go, Parramatta fans. That's one for you.
One game to go?
One game. Oh.
The game of the round.
Let's skip this bullshit.
No, this Come was on. The game of the round, mate.
Now,
this fucking thing.
I watched this at another venue, and I made quite an ass of myself. But all Sunday night and Monday, all I'm getting, this game was shit. It was the worst game ever. Now, a couple of things. Number one, Bulldog 6. tractors, four. But this was, we played 10 games worse than this last year. And the Broncos played about a dozen games that were worse than this last year. I'm not saying the game wasn't shit. It was shit. But you had a fucking Vietnam War style storm in the middle where it just started deluging.
Yeah.
That was biblical.
You had four HIAs from the Bulldogs in one game. You had,
I like that.
Jaden Ockenball still doesn't know what fucking sport he's playing.
Yep.
You had Josh Adokar in a leadership position.
Yeah, he's really taking that on.
Which is going to end so fucking bad. And you have the Bulldogs. Wait for it. Hold me. You have the Bulldogs in the eight for the first time since 2017. Oh, so anyone who says this game was fucked, I don't care.
I don't fucking care. Because the Cowboys were attacking and attacking.
We had
the
guts, man. Guts.
The Tractors. The Tractors were attacking and attacking, and they actually defended and they held them out. And then you had that decision where, which you thought the game was over. Mm-hmm. They put the offside. Mm-hmm.
Offside.
And I thought it was over. It was done. And then.
Do you know football, my friend? You know football. And then,
oh, mate.
It was like I was stuck in a fucking wormhole. The mundanity and boringness of the game hit new levels. I'm not saying just the fucking gameplay, which was basic, but it was just the stoppages.
So what?
Stopped for everything.
Good. Who cares?
There's a pigeon on the ground.
You know why the refs stopped for everything? Because it's his second game that weekend.
Was
Cummins.
It?
He had to back up. You know, last year we didn't win a game until April 24. So I'm taking anything. Anything.
I'm saying good. Enjoy the win.
Mate, you're done for the next few weeks.
Whatever.
We had to suffer through that.
Good.
Kicked off at 6 o'clock. Oh, it Sunday finished like at fucking 9:40.
Yeah. Which gave me enough time to eat. Like, I was eating for four that night. So I needed the time.
Yeah, I had a good feed too.
Yeah.
Gould should have bought out the drones for the game. Yeah. That would have been great. Just shitload of drones just flying
just crashing
around
into the fucking ref.
Fuck Bulldogs. We should be called the drones. Like, just call us the drones now, man. Yeah. Like, I don't care. We'll beat the Broncos this. No, we probably won't. Whatever.
You're living in the now.
Living in the now.
The Cowboys, they're terrible.
Fucking Chad Townsend's your big signing.
They're fucking horrible. The Tractors, they're horrible.
Tractors, we don't refer to the Cowboys.
What about this for an idea?
I'm listening.
Grand final day. Wooden Spooners in the NRL play the winners of the NRLW.
Bang.
Come on.
Yeah, mate.
Let's say, hey, we got this gender shit happening at the moment. Who's boy, who's girl? Let's play together then.
Who's boy, who's girl?
Let's play together. Let's get them out on the biggest day of the year. Let's play together. The Cowboy, and I think the women's team, they're fucking looking good, and I reckon they can beat the Cowboys. There might need to be like some rule changes, like you might have to have a penalty for groping or something like that every now and then. But
nah, you should be rewarded for it.
Girls can grope whoever they want.
Not a big one, mate. Yeah.
Apparently, the Tractors have changed. They've listened to Balls Out No Flops, adopted the Tractor logo, and changed their theme song. So let's have a listen. This will appeal to you more.
Go the Tractors.
Green acres is the place to be.
I'll just picture them. Just picture them falling over, dropping the ball.
Is Val Holmes the most overrated player in the NRL?
Yes. Who?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Just agreeing with it straight away.
Dearden and Townsend, the worst halves. They could actually be worse than the Bulldogs halves because we have Matt Burton now.
We need to find out who made that decision. We need to find exactly.
Was it him?
Him and Tamalolo's not.
No, and
compatible.
Then he's ruining their best player, the relationship with the best player.
He wasn't trying, Tamalolo.
No.
He didn't give a shit.
He's phoned it in.
He didn't give a shit.
You know
if
what?
He tried, they would have won.
You know what?
He can't use a phone?
I think he could go to Souths. You heard it here first.
Yeah, you know why?
I felt that in the tip of my penis.
I agree. Because Ben Teo's been super vocal about teams sniffing around. And when they said sniffing around Tamalolo, I vomited. And I passed out. But when I came to fucking Souths, Ben Teo is pipelining him in the Souths.
If Souths signed Tamalolo this year,
$1 million a year.
I will fuck it, $2 million. I don't care.
Him and Latrell, that's like, there's no pies left.
I will wear his game day undies over my head in the sun for a week. You heard it here first. Write it down. Game Day Undies in the sun for a week.
You can't stay in the sun for an hour.
That's true. I do have a terrible, terrible relationship with the sun.
I've seen you wilt like a fucking cartoon flower in the sun. You're worse than
that
me.
That was the Raiders game.
You're fucking worse than me.
Well, you can see how excited I am about that prospect. If we got him and Vunivalu.
Fuck, it's great that you mentioned it, and I hope it never happens, but we just keep stoking that fire as it goes along. So over, can we get an overreaction from everyone, like from the first week? Like someone's going to be last, someone's the best player this year, fucking Souths aren't going to make the eight. I didn't mean to floor. You know, like...
That's not an
overreaction. You got an overreaction? Is that yours? Souths don't make the eight?
Yeah, go on.
Souths don't make the eight?
I don't think they are, man. I'm worried about them. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about the club.
You're not worried about how big your smile is.
I am worried, mate. I know it's hard having a team not playing the eight, but you were saying they were the next Melbourne
Storm.
It's
an overreaction. You meant it. That's an overreaction. My one is Roosters will only come 6, 7, or 8. They won't come top 5.
Roosters?
Yep.
That's you're overreacting.
Good. That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
That's the fucking point.
Then I'll crown all that
good
with a fucking Bulldogs Raiders grand final.
Whoa! Oh. That didn't end well last time.
Oh, here's my overreaction. Raiders para grand final.
You haven't got any backs.
Just leave us alone, mate. I think we've got something.
Our entire job here is to not leave anyone alone.
No one's left alone.
Leave us alone. Yeah. All right. Anything else to add? Because I know that you're a busy, busy man, young. Can't do carny.
Can't do carny. It's just
too much
to do.
I don't need the theme, but I got some news I've got to get off my chest.
Oh, please.
If I played a theme, I'm not going to.
No, you're going to have.
But, you know,
we haven't sorted that out yet, have we?
It's I gave you my Jarrod Hayton news.
Yeah.
But my Dougs news.
Unreal.
Right. Can we have a Duke story every week?
Yeah.
I'm just the guy.
Once you hear this, you'll know the answer is yes. So Duke's at the age of 31 was going to have a year off. Just to remind you, his Sharks contract got terminated for multiple COVID breaches last year.
Lithgow too.
Yeah.
Not even somewhere.
Have a year off.
But he's not having a year off anymore because he missed the game. So he is signed with Orange United.
We've got it. We need a source down there.
We need to go out there.
Yeah.
We need to go out and cover a game.
I know someone that lives
there. We have a
connection.
A connection who will go out and watch him play out there at Orange. So, but it's not the end of the story because Dukes just doesn't want to play for Orange. He sees himself more as a mentor or maybe even a father figure at this point. Yes.
It's an overreaction.
Quote, I just like an immediate reaction when I finish this. Josh Dugan.
I'm listening.
Quote, I just got my diploma in counselling so I can be some sort of mentor.
fucking hell.
Is that not the best fucking quote ever? I just got my diploma in counselling. It's that double bunger of it.
Yeah. I thought counselling was like you had to be a psychologist.
How would you be with some young kid playing for Orange United on the weekend? You know, you're working on a farm or some shit, and then you're sitting in the sheds on a Thursday night, and Duke's going, mate, you all right there, Carney?
Mate.
You want to talk? Because, you know, I'm not just Duke, the footballer. Your face is fucking, you don't understand.
I'm retorting.
But I've got a diploma. I don't know if you know this, but I've got a diploma in counselling.
Oh.
The only counselling he would give is which direction to hold the fucking meth pipe. You're holding it wrong. You're fucking wasting it.
That's some sort of mentor.
That is mentoring. In my books.
My apologies to Mr. Dugan. Yeah.
Shane, you've got 1 inch of skin that doesn't have a tat on it, you fuckwit.
Do you think he'll come back and play? I feel like he's going to go and rip it up.
That's his aim. He wants to come back the year after.
What, actual NRL?
Yes. No one's going to sign him.
He's only 31.
You're kidding.
He's the Tom Brady of the NRL.
Oh, I thought he retired.
You fucking lost your mind.
I thought he retired.
No, he got sacked. He got terminated.
He's 31-year-old.
Your Honour, he got terminated for fucking COVID breaches, which don't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
He was, mate, it's like it's the worst miscarriage of justice since the cops killed Sarkos.
Oh, there you go.
Do you know who else is coming back to the game? They reckon. Hot talk.
Blake Ferguson.
Sam Burgess.
Brett Finch.
apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Really? He's playing for under 10.
Controversial.
Was controversial.
We can go back to those glory days at the Raiders. You had Fergo and Dukes on the rooftop, yeah. And look how well that turned out. Hey,
fucking that's beautiful. That's a mentoring there. All right.
You want a Duke story every week? I'll give you a fucking Duke story every week.
Please, every week. I want updates, how he's doing. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for
thank you, listeners.
Thank you for cajoling us back.
May I for a second?
Yeah, please go.
We had some serious negotiations before we came back, and now it's up to you, listeners. Tell someone else. We got a lot of bolted on listeners. Tell one other person.
Oh, then you go as far as to say rusted on.
Rusted on.
Yeah, thank you for all the emails and messages
spread
and everything
the word.
Like that. That's
messages
kept
of
us
love.
Going.
Thanks, but Maxi boy.
We got to spread the love. Facebook page. I think we're going to be on YouTube this year as well. With video.
You tell us about the YouTube contract.
We'll be the show as usual, but we'll be putting on some really, really old black and white games so you can listen to other voices and watch a classic game.
Old Pommies finger blast each other, basically.
Like fucking, that's abstract. It's like fucking Triumph of the Will shit.
But spread the word, send emails, get on the socials. I think we'll get Instagram happening as well because apparently no one uses Facebook anymore.
Send us some emails too. We love the emails. Yeah. Get them cracking.
Yeah.
Crack-a-lacking at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
And remember to fuck around because we fuck around and we're the fuckheads of fuckery.
Fuckery.
Round, round, fuck around, I fuck around.
Yeah,
fuck around, round, round, I fuck around.
I fuck around.
Fucking up and down this fucking street. I gotta find a fucking place where the fuckheads meet. Those fuckers and me are getting fucking known. Yeah, the fuckheads know, so fucking leave us alone. I fuck around. Fuck around, round, round, I fuck around. Fucking around.